my steps were established and dear alibi. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. Oh, he loved me out of the fiery flame. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul to his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till home in his goodness shall be. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Amen. A song of praise, hallelujah. Let's clap and do it. Praise Lord Jesus. He bring you out? Let's sing it. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to brought me out, amen. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. One more time together. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. You may be seated. Just what a service. What a day we're living in.
Amen.
Amen. He brought me out. Amen.
Amen.
He brought you out. Amen. Amen. He sent an eagle on Malachi 4. Prophets are eagles. Amen.
Amen.
We heard a great eagle cry and we came out. That's me. I'm identified right there. That's
Amen.
It. Amen. God bless you this evening. And it's so good to be with you this evening. To come in here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, to praise Him, to worship Him, and then get still and listen to Him speak to me. He's going to speak to me. I know that. Absolutely. I know that. Amen. I'm looking forward to it.
This Sunday, the 29th, which is the Memorial Day weekend, just a few announcements here for a minute. We are canceling this Sunday services. So if you want to go somewhere, family vacations, whatever it is, you have the freedom to do that. Because this Sunday, we're going to be canceling services. And we will resume our services Wednesday, June the 1st, here at the Tabernacle, the Lord willing. And then also, we will be having the Lord's Supper, June the 5th, at the YC, Lord willing. So, you be prepared. And then, Brother Joseph wanted me to tell you this, and I thought about it. And I thought there would be no, but I could tell you what he said, but it would be better if I just quoted him. So I just took it out of the email and quoted it. And so Brother Joseph says this to us, quote, "Please tell them I sure do miss them all. I can truly say you are my family, and I love you so much," end quote. We love you too, Brother Joseph. Seated. So I know our brother is tired. I know he has much on his plate. But I just, the only thing I can say is that I just pray that the Lord, I don't know how to pray any different, but I only know how to pray one way, and that's go back to the scriptures where there was an angel that he sent Elijah after that great meeting. And Lord, send your angel, Brother Joseph. Amen. And Lord, just encourage him, give him strength. Whatever he has need of, grant that, Lord, we pray. And strengthen him that he'll be encouraged to continue on in the work of the Lord that God's called him to do. That's exactly how I believe it. Amen. You know, we're fixing to listen to Make It Away. And God makes a way. He does. I just love that. He makes the impossible a reality to his children. He does. He keeps his word. I love that. And our faith as believers is in his word. That's where it's based. There is no other place that we can place our faith but in the unchangeable word of God. Spoken, written in this Bible, and spoken through his prophet, Malachi 4. We were... Amen. Thank you. I can only speak for myself, but I needed healing. And I needed salvation. And the Lord Jesus made the way for me. Amen. He provided a lamb. The Lamb of God. The Bible tells us by one offering, he has perfected forever. I love that scripture. Amen. Satan was stripped of every power. He was stripped of death, hell, the grave, and fear. Was swallowed up at Calvary.
Yes.
That's what he did for me. God provided lamb, conquered everything that I would ever encounter in my entire life and in your life. He conquered that for you. And by believing on him, we are justified by faith with no sin on us. Perfect. There is no blemishes in the bride of Lord Jesus Christ. You perfect? Absolutely you are. By the word of God you are. In fact, in him, you are complete. Totally delivered. Totally complete in him. You are a part of that bride. You are at the end of your own will, and you are a surrendered vessel to the Lord Jesus Christ. Totally and complete. Let me read you a little quote. From this message we're fixing to hear. I just loved it. I was listening to it today. Brother Branham says this on page 10. I kind of share this with you. He says, when you get down to that now and let your faith rest solemnly, not upon a man, not upon theologies of man, not upon church denominations, as good as they are, as good as man is, let your faith rest alone in Christ's finished works at Calvary for both sin and salvation. You see it? Then he goes on, another paragraph on page 11, he says, that's where you ought to have faith. If you believe this to be God's eternal, unchangeable word, then every precept that's been spoken, God's word is a seed. And everything that God has spoke of in the word is already confirmed in glory. And it's been given to you to act upon. So don't be afraid to take any phase of God's eternal blessed word and anchor it in your heart. End quote. Amen. He goes on, just read this other little part. He says, here it is now. When the word of God falls into a heart full of faith, it just has to grow. It's got to take hold. Amen. And you as part of that bride, it's got to take hold. It will take hold. Amen. You know, just for a minute here, through seven church ages of creeds and dogmas and ideas, we needed a restoration. And God made the way. He sent Brother William Marion Brown, vindicated by the pillar of fire. Like he did with Moses, as he did with Paul, through the Bible. We've seen the Bible come alive in our very generation. To where it's the same God, the same thing, in unchangeable, infallible proofs, doing the same thing in all the history of the world. Bring it right down to this day, the full thing, from Revelation to Genesis, right in the hand of that seventh angel to reveal the whole thing. Total restoration. Not just of our physical healing. Not just for salvation. Not just for another blessing. But a complete total restoration for a resurrection and a rapture and a new body to get out of here. Amen. I believe. Amen. Thank you. And God made a way for us tonight. Because there's all kinds of ideas that go on and fly around. But God prepared a way for us tonight that we wouldn't be confused by any of it. By storing up God's voice on that tape. Amen. Amen. I believe that too. It's perfect. You don't have no question. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So just remain standing, please. God bless you. God's made a way for us. And I'm just so happy. I'm thankful that God has made the way that this message would be preserved and protected. That you and I would have the privilege to hear it tonight, just as it was spoken. And I just appreciate, one more time, just to say it, that we appreciate Brother Joseph and the Voice of God Recordings for the work and the effort that you have done. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for you. And we love you. And we appreciate you. So now I'm going to sit down real quick here in just a minute. But I just wanted to share a few prayer requests before we go to the Lord. First, we just like to remember Brother Joseph to get, Lord, give him strength. Help him, Lord. Be with him tonight. Then, I just felt on my heart to read these to you. Brother Ronnie Odell, stage 4 cancer in the throat, and his life with the Lord Jesus. Please pray for Brother Darren Cook from Canada. He broke a couple of ribs today from the DYCK family. Just don't know how to pronounce that. Please pray for Linda Stokes, blood clots, a possible cancer. Thank you. So these requests, be in prayer for these. And wanted to give a praise report also is that Brother Mike Newman, we prayed for him Sunday. He asked for prayer. I just got a text from him here just a couple of days ago. He says, I feel great. Thank the Lord. for healing our brother. I don't see him right here right now, but he might be here. Oh, okay. Lord bless you. So as I ask Brother Jonathan just to come up and pray for these requests, let's sing, reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find together today, Lord, so we can speak to you and hear your word, Father. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord, and we love you with all of our hearts, Father. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can bring our requests before you, Lord. And Lord, as we just heard a praise report, Lord, with Brother Micah, that you healed him, Father. Lord, we believe with all our hearts that these requests, Father, and the requests in the audience tonight, Lord, with the brothers and sisters, Lord, we believe with all our hearts you'll answer, Lord. For we know before the foundation of the world you were slain for our sins, Father. Lord, you had that plan of salvation, Lord, and that plan of healing for us, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we love you for it, Father. And Lord, as I lay my hands on these prayer requests, Lord, I just pray that you send a soothing balm of your Holy Spirit to each one of these believers, Father. Touch their bodies, Lord, whatever they have need of, Lord. And your sons and daughters in the congregation, Lord, touch them, Father. Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. We're unworthy, Father. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Lord. From the very depths of our heart, Father. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and honor, praise. And we ask these things in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Happy to be back in the tabernacle.
Amen.
I guess we sure didn't miss a lot of you. It's good to see a full house tonight. So we missed you, but I'm still feasting on that little text message Brother Sammy read to us on Sunday. Some of y'all were in Georgia. Some of us were here. Some of the brothers in Africa all around the world, they're in their own little places out there, but it's the same voice. It's the same spirit, it's that same anointing.
Amen.
A little while ago, I sang a little song, a new one that I taught you. I hope you don't mind singing it again. It's number 556. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal bodies.
Amen.
Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that spirit I'm getting different inspirations, but I'm so happy to be anchored in Jesus. Number 157, I believe. Are you happy to be anchored in Him?
Amen.
Upon life's boundless ocean, where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, the Savior of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, and storms dark every core, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I anchor in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I anchor in Jesus, I'll fear no wind, no waves. I anchor in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages, for He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice is still the waters and bitter troubled seas. My pilot and deliverer, in Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind, no waves. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrow, my faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I'm anchored in Jesus, I see the life I'll raise. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He has found the same. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. On the course, I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind, no wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. How great is our God?
Amen.
How great is our God? How great is His word? He's the greatest one that ever was heard.
Well, bless my heart. You forgive me? I'm just a high singer, and you just forgive me. I don't want to do that to you. But He's great, isn't He?
How great is our God?
One more time.
How great is our God?
Sovereign grace takes its place. My brother, sister, there is only got one thing to do in your life. That's love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and believe every word he said is the truth. And when you come to the end of your road, where you can't go any further, then divine sovereign grace will be projected. End quote.
Amen.
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 So have faith in God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God's made a way.
Amen.
Made a way for you and I this very night. And it's ours tonight. Amen. Now, as we get ready to bring, welcome Brother Branham to this pulpit with the message of the hour. We're just going to get ready to hear every word and believe every word and receive every word. And Lord, just fill us to overflowing, Lord, is our prayer. Amen. Holy believe. Platform and pulpit with a message. Here's Brother Branham. God bless you.
The tape you are about to hear is incomplete. Every attempt has been made to locate the missing portion of this message. However, to date, this is as complete a recording as we have been able to locate. We shall continue to search for a complete recording, and any assistance you can give us would be appreciated. We trust the portion of the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.